ലക്ഷ്യത്തെവിഹത്തിയാവത്യാ കർമ്മഗതയോ യാദൃശീർദ്വിജസത്തമാ കാലസ്യാനുഗതിർയാതു ലക്ഷ്യത്തെവിഹത്തി യാവത്യഹ കർമ്മഗതയോ യാദൃശീർദ്വിജസത്തമാ. കാലസ്യാനുഗതിർയാതു ലക്ഷ്യത്തെന്വേ ബൃഹത്യപി യാവത്യഹ കർമ്മഗതയോ സത്തമ. മാതാജീസ്, കാലസ്യാനുഗതിർയാതു ലക്ഷ്യത്തെന്വേ ബൃഹത്യപി യാവത്യഹ കർമ്മഗതയോ യാദൃശീർദ്വിജസത്തമ. കാലസ്യ ഓഫ് എറ്റേണൽ ടൈം, അനുഗതിഹി ബിഗിനിംഗ്, യാതു ആസ് ദേ ആർ, ലക്ഷ്യത്തെ എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ്, അൺവി സ്മോൾ, ബൃഹതി ഗ്രേറ്റ്, അപി ഈവൻ, യാവത്യഹ as long as, karma gataya, in terms of the works performed, yadrishihi, as it may, dvijasattama, O purest of all brahmanas. Translation: O purest of the brahmana, please also explain the cause of the different durations of time, both short and long, as well as the beginning of time following the course of action. Text 14, this doesn't have purport. Yasmin karma samavayo yatha yeno upagrahiyate gunanam guninam chaiva parinamam abhipsitam. Translation: then again kindly describe how the proportionate accumulation of the resultant of the reactions resulting from the different modes of material nature act upon the desiring living being, promoting or degrading him among the different species of life, beginning from the demigods down to the most insignificant creatures. Purport: the actions and reactions of all works in the material modes of nature, either in the minute form or in the gigantic form, are accumulated, and thus the result of such accumulated actions and reactions of karma or work become manifested in the same proportion. How such actions and reactions take place, what the different procedures are, and in what proportion they act are all subject matter of Maharaj Parikshit's inquiries from the great Brahmana Shukdev Goswami. Life in the higher planets, known as the abodes of the denizens of heaven, is obtained not by the strength of spacecraft, as is now being contemplated by the inexperienced scientists, but by the works done in the mode of goodness. Even on the very planet where we are now living, there are restrictions upon the entrance of foreigners into a country where the citizens are more prosperous. For example, the American government has many restrictions for the entrance of foreigners from less prosperous countries. The reason is that the Americans do not wish to share their prosperity with any foreigner who has not qualified himself as a citizen of America. Similarly, the same mentality is prevailing in every other planet where there are more intelligent living beings residing. Higher planetary living conditions are all in the mode of goodness, and anyone desiring to enter the higher planets like the Moon, Sun and Venus must qualify thoroughly by activity in complete goodness. Maharaj Parikshit's inquiries are on the basis of proportionate actions of goodness which qualify one in this planet to be promoted to the highest regions of the universe. Even on this planet of our present residence, one cannot achieve a good position within the social order without being qualified with proportionate good work. One cannot forcibly sit on the chair of a high court judge without being qualified for the post. Similarly, one cannot enter into the higher planetary system without being qualified by good works in this life. Persons addicted to the habits of passion and ignorance have no chance of entering the higher planetary systems simply by an electronic mechanism. According to the statement of the Bhagavad Gita 9.25, persons trying to qualify themselves for promotion to the higher heavenly planets can go there. Similarly, persons trying for the Pitrilokas can go there. Similarly, persons trying to improve the conditions on this earth can also do that. And persons who are engaged in going back home, back to Godhead, can achieve that result. The various actions and reactions of work in the mode of goodness are generally known as pious work with devotional service, culture of knowledge with devotional service, mystic power with devotional service, and at last, devotional service unmixed with any other varieties of goodness. This unmixed devotional service is transcendental and is called Parabhakti. It alone can promote a person to the transcendental kingdom of God. Such a transcendental kingdom is not a myth, but is as factual as the moon. One must have transcendental qualities to understand the kingdom of God and God Himself. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Tadati Swapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinu Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubesha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadatar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna. So, this chapter 8 of Canto 2 is practically a question bank. Parikshit Maharaj asked so many questions that shows his eagerness to hear more. And here in this text 13 and 14, he wants to hear basically about the Kaal. What are the various divisions of Kaal? What are the various spans of Kaal? Small span of Kaal, like we say, seconds, minutes. And what are the big divisions of Kaal? And during this time, during this particular span of time, what do the living entity accomplish by performance of karma? Like each accomplishment takes some time, and it lasts for some time. So basically he wants to hear about the various destinations attained by performance of one's karma. And karma and kaal are quite related, because the fruit of one's karma is brought about by kala. So in due course of time, everyone is forced to reap the result of one's own doing. So in this way, why do Parikshit wants to hear about the kal and karma, basically? He's about to die. There is not much kal remaining for him, actually, not much time remaining for him. And he's already absorbing his mind for such long time in bhakti. Or he wants to absorb his mind in bhakti, but still he wants to hear about the different karmas, or how much karma to perform for what kind of destination. So, as Prabhupada explains here, different kind of karma, the proportionate accumulation gives different result. So why does he want to hear this subject matter? The internal reason is that all the destinations attained by karma will ultimately be devoured by either a small or a big span of time. Right? So therefore, this produces detachment, and this is conducive to become firmly situated in bhakti. Therefore, Parikshit wants to hear about the various destinations that are achieved. So whatever we may achieve, whatever accomplishments, whatever achievements we may have, whatever destination we may have, it will be ultimately destroyed by either a small division of time or a big division of time. Like recent elections are taking place. So one may become a member of parliament. That achievement, that post will be destroyed in a span of 5 years. It could happen before also, right? There is no confidence motion pass or whatever. So, but it will be destroyed within 5 years at max. Then one has to fight election again. And the Lord Brahma's achievement, he's appointed as Pitamaha, the head of the universe. That will also be destroyed in due course of time. Just a matter of time. 311 trillion years. One may say, 311 trillion years, that seems like eternity for us. But it's that it's less than a second for the Lord. Even this span of time is, for the Lord, is less than a second also. So, the Sukhdev Goswami or Sukhdev Goswami will quote Maitreya Rishi, who will describe, who will give the answer to this question in the next canto. The span of the time, the karma and the various destinations. So, what is the smallest unit of time, the Vedic measurement? 1/10,000th of a second. How can you even conceive? You know, at least to think about something, we need 1 or 2 seconds. 1/10,000th of a second. That measurement is described. What is the practical utility of it? 1/10,000th of a second. Just imagine. There is something that is accomplished at the atomic level and destroyed. Right? In 1/10,000th of a second. Similarly, this is the smallest, Paramanu is called the smallest measurement of time. And Dviparardh means, Parardh means 50 years of Brahma. And Dviparardh means 100, the lifespan of Brahma. Dviparardh is the biggest division of time, which is described in the lifetime of Brahma. And within that also, Brahmaji, he accomplished the post and that is destroyed. So whatever one may achieve or accomplish will be ultimately destroyed by either a small span of time or a big span of time. So therefore, hearing this, one should not strive for karma. One should strive for that which is not destroyed by time. So therefore, Parikshit wants to hear of all this so that he becomes firm and we all become firm in our resolve to only do bhakti. So, here Prabhupada describes that how the achievement of Swarga Lokas, one has to perform proportionate amount of good work to achieve Swarga Loka. Like common people say, स्वर्गवासी हो गए हमारे पिताजी हमारे दादाजी स्वर्गवासी हो गए, स्वर्गवासी हो गए एंड दे थिंक दे आर गोइंग टू रिसाइड इन स्वर्गा फॉर एवर. सो बट आफ्टर स्वर्गा अगेन वन हैज टू कम डाउन एंड दैट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड बाय ध्रुवा. या निर्वृतिस्तनुभृताम तव पाद पद्मा ध्यानाद्भवन ध्यानाद्भवज्जन कथा श्रवणेन वा स्यात् सा ब्रह्मणी स्वमहिम्नेऽपि नाथ माभूत् किं त्वन्त कासि लुलितात् पततां विमानात्. सो ध्रुव डिस्क्राइबिंग माय लॉर्ड द ट्रांसेंडेंटल ब्लिस derived from meditating upon your lotus feet or hearing about the glories of your pure devotees is so unlimited that it is far beyond the stage of Brahmananda, where one is merged with the impersonal Brahman. Since Brahmananda is also defeated by the transcendental bliss derived from devotional service, what to speak of the temporary bliss of elevating oneself to the heavenly planets, Swargvas, which is ended by the separating sword of time. That is described, Kim tuantakasi lulitat patatam vimanat. So, the sword of time will cut down that achievement of swarga. What to speak of swarga? Even apavarga in this verse is described as very insignificant to the bliss and the joy of devotional service. Thus, by hearing this subject matter, one should become indifferent for various achievements and accomplishments. You may say that it's not practical. How can that be? Of course, in this world, as long as we are there, we will have ambitions. We will have ambitions. But we should know that if we are only concerned about achieving this world, then we are the ultimate losers. So yes, we have to be in this world, we have to achieve certain things. But we should not lose our focus on performance of devotional service, which alone gives results which are beyond the destruction of Kala. So, to give you one example, Prabhupada was giving a talk, and Prabhupada was saying that how like the super soul, even the spiritual master is all knowing by the mercy of the super soul. So one person said, Swamiji, if the spiritual master is all knowing, and since you are a spiritual master, can you tell me how many windows are there in this Empire State Building? Now this Empire State Building is a big landmark building in the skyline of Manhattan, New York. If you see a skyline, this stands out, Empire State Building. So people are very proud of the great buildings, accomplishments. So Swamiji, can you tell how many windows are there in the Empire State Building? And this is more than 1,000 feet tall building, huge. And Prabhupada gave a very brilliant reply. He said, you are asking me how many drops are there in the mirage? How many drops of water in the mirage? Because this building is standing, it's just a question of time. Short span or a long span, as Parikshit is saying. It will be consumed. It will not be there. It's temporarily manifest. It's a mirage. It will not give us any substantial destination, substantial joy, no substantial result. So what we are so proud of, Prabhupada called it a mirage. And he said, how many drops of water in the mirage? And so, very eye-opening statement for us. So yes, we have to work in this world, we have to achieve and accomplish, but we should know that everything is temporary and subject to be destroyed by time. That should always be there. Now, someone may say, we will accomplish something, we will develop spiritual projects, we will have spiritual accomplishments. we can build many projects in devotional service. Yes, that is good. But even all that will also be covered and consumed by time. There is a very beautiful verse which Rupa Goswami wrote to Sanatana Goswami when he was in the jail. Rupa Goswami wrote, Yadupatehe kwa gata Mathurapuri, Raghupate kwa gata Uttara Koshala, Iti vichintya kurushva manastiram, Nasad idam jagat iti avadharaya. So Rupa Goswami wrote, where has the Mathurapuri of Yadupati gone? He's talking of, like, there was a capital and, you know, it was so prosperous. His description. Where has the Nadan Koshala of Raghupati gone? Ayodhya. There are chapters and chapters describing the glory of Ayodhya, which defeated the glory of even Swargas at that point of time. There are such descriptions. And Rupa Goswami is saying, where has that Mathura Puri and Ayodhya Puri gone? Of course, these are dhams, you know, and they are spiritually, the dhams are always there. But the external manifestation is covered over by time. So therefore, what to speak of material accomplishment, even one's spiritual accomplishment in terms of, you know, the projects that we may accomplish, will also be consumed in due course of time. Therefore, Prabhupada in this purport says, one should focus on development of transcendental qualities. So those are permanent. And only by development of those transcendental qualities will we be able to appreciate the kingdom of God and the God Himself. So all the other, you know, spiritual projects and accomplishments are also meant to develop transcendental qualities. So there is a beautiful story from the Great Wall of China. He said that the ancient Chinese, they decided to live in peace and they made this Great Wall of China. They thought no one could climb it due to its height, steepness. Now, before I describe, I want to tell you how long is this Great Wall of China. This is 21,000 kilometers long. Now, Kanyakumari to Kashmir, India is 3,200 kilometers. From Kashmir to Kanyakumari, 3,200 kilometers. And the Great Wall of China is 21,000 kilometers long from the east to the west. And because it is going over the mountain in different, so therefore it's not straight, it's like this. Total length is 21,000 kilometers. And how much time it took? It started in 7th century BC. 2,000 years to construct the Great Wall of China. And for what purpose? So that we can live in peace. They should not invade our country, the invaders. So they thought, now we live in peace, no one will be able to invade. But during the first 100 years of his existence, the Chinese were invaded thrice. And every time the enemy did not have to climb the wall, they came, they bribed the guards and came through the doors. So he said that the Chinese built the wall but forgot to build the character of the wall guards. So, and therefore, this huge accomplishment was baffled. It was actually of no use in that sense. Now it's a tourist attraction. That's another thing. But the purpose for which it was built was baffled because the Chinese failed to build the character of the wall guards. So, therefore, the building of the human characters come before the building of anything else. And that is what Parikshit Maharaj wants to emphasize here by hearing, tell me of the various destinations achieved by karma and the different spans of time which consumes all those destinations. Only the spiritual transcendental qualities, one's character, is immortal. And Prabhupada used to also say, Kirtiryasya sajivati. Right? One who has transcendental qualities, transcendental character, that person lives forever through those transcendental qualities. So, today I would like to discuss 6 transcendental qualities of Prahlad. Right? So, on this Narsimha Chaturthi, I was meditating on the transcendental qualities of Prahlad, and out of the 10 chapters of Narasimha Prahlad, more than 90% talk is about Prahlad. Narasimha makes a special appearance only, you know, at the climax. But the whole thing is actually about Prahlad. So therefore, I was just meditating on the transcendental qualities of Prahlad. And in the description of the Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam says that Prahlad is the abode of unlimited transcendental qualities. Gunair alam sankheyair mahatmyam tasya suchyate vasudeve bhagavati yasya naisarga kirati. He was the ocean of all good qualities, and the primary quality is his natural devotion to the Supreme Lord. So, but he had, there are description of other transcendental qualities. So, I thought I'll just describe the six very striking qualities of Prahlad, which stand out of the unlimited qualities that he has. So, these qualities we can remember by the six letters A, B, C, D, E, F. So, the first quality of Prahlad is his absorption. Bhagavatam describes, actually Narada Muni describes this to Yudhishthira. Nyastva kriyan kobalo jadavattan manastaya krishna graha grahitatma naveda jagadi idrisham. From the very beginning of his childhood, Prahlad was uninterested in childish playthings. Indeed, he gave them up altogether and remained silent and dull, being fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Since his mind was always affected by Krishna consciousness, Krishna graha grahitatma, like if someone is affected by some ill planet, that person gets consumed by the ill thoughts. So Prahlad was consumed by the thoughts of Krishna. Krishna graha grahitatma. So Krishna graha has consumed himself totally. So very beautiful description. So Krishna graha grahitatma. He was fully absorbed, fully affected by Krishna consciousness. In fact, he could not understand that how the world goes on being fully absorbed in sense gratification. So Prahlad could not conceive of, you know, how the living entities are away from Krishna, absorbed in sense gratification. And in Purport, Prabhupada says, Prahlad Maharaj is a vivid example of a great person fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Prahlad Maharaj is the approved Mahabhagavata. Very beautiful statement. Prahlad Maharaj is the approved Mahabhagavata, the supreme devotee. In the previous verse, it was stated, I am reading from the Purport, in the previous verse, it was stated that he had natural attachment, naisargiki ratihi, and the symptoms of such natural attachment for Krishna are described in this verse. That how he was totally absorbed, and Prabhupada says for a small boy to give up plaything is impossible. But Prahlad Maharaj was a first class devotee, the approved Mahabhagavata, and therefore he was always absorbed in the trance of Krishna consciousness. So this is Prahlad's absorption, and it's mentioned, his absorption is further elaborated by describing that how Ashinaha parayatan ashnan shayanaha prapiban bruvan nanu sandhatta etani govinda parinambhitaha. While he was asinaha, sitting, parayatan, walking, ashnan, eating, shayanaha, lying down, prapiban, while eating or talking, he was totally absorbed. While performing all the ordinary activities, his mind was fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. And these activities of sitting, walking, eating, resting, and so on, it said they just were carried out automatically. That means as a matter of habit. As a matter of habit. He was not aware of that was happening. Just like you put something in the auto mode, it goes on in the background. And it goes in the background and your mind is absorbed somewhere else. So for Prahlad, the bodily activities, the bodily duties were going on in the auto mode while his mind was absorbed in Krishna consciousness. When I was reading this verse, I was thinking that it's just the opposite for me at least. Right? That, you know, our devotional service or our mind remains absorbed in so many concerns of this world and our bhakti goes on as a matter of habit. We get up as a matter of habit early in the morning and then we attend Mangal Aarti, chant the 16 rounds. So we put sometimes that bhakti may go on in the auto mode. When the mind is absorbed in so many concerns of eating, sleeping, work, recreation and so on and so forth. But it was just the opposite for Prahlad. So that is Prahlad's absorption and we pray to Prahlad. When we hear about the transcendental qualities of great devotees, when we meditate upon them, by the mercy of those personalities, we can also gain such qualities. Some qualities will also rub upon us. So therefore, that's the purpose that we are discussing and meditating on these beautiful qualities of Prahlad, so that by the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj, we may also gain some of these qualities. So therefore, we pray to Prahlad that we may have a drop of absorption, of the ocean of absorption which Prahlad has in remembering, thinking, glorifying his worship of our Lord. So that's the first quality. And the second transcendental quality of Prahlad is his boldness. So one day Hiranyakashipu, you know, took Prahlad on his lap. Ekada asurrat putram ankam arupya pandava papritchakathyatam vatsa. So he inquired. So the question, hear the question very nicely. What is his inquiry of Hiranyakashipu? Papritchakathyatam vatsa mannate sadhu yad bhavan. He said, my dear boy, my dear child, my dear son, tell me whatever you think is the best. And Prabhupada says, Hiranyakashipu actually asked a very simple question to the child. He kept it very open-ended question. Whatever you consider the best. Right? He didn't ask that, tell me the four principles of diplomacy that you learned in the school or anything. Not a specific question. So because, you know, whatever you have gained, tell me whatever is the best. Whatever you think is the best, that is the question. So Hiranyakashipu thought, you know, small child, let me ask him a very simple question. Simple question, easy to answer question. So, Prahlad replied, if you may recite the verse along with me, together. Shri Prahlad Uvacha, this is most famous verse. Tatsadu manne suravarya dehinam sadasamudvignadiyam sadkrahad hitvatma patam graha andakupam manam gato yadharimashayeta. So what is Prahlad Maharaj reply? Tatsadu manne. He said, mannate sadhu yad bhavan. That is the question. Whatever you consider the best. And Prahlad begins with that note only. Tatsadu manne. What I consider the best is that those whose minds are always embarrassed by the anxiety, tormented by the lamentation in this world because of having accepted a temporary body and a temporary household. The best thing for them is to give up that position, hitvatma patam, which is like a deep dark well. And the best thing to do is to go to vanam gato, and Prabhupada says Vrindavan. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, go to Vrindavan. And there practice Krishna consciousness onto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, what is the best thing? Prabhupada says, Prahlad Maharaj is recommending that his father should take to vanaprastha life. Household life has become obstacle and he's too much attached to household life, therefore he should take vanaprastha. That is the best thing you know, it is something which he considered the best for his father. His father should learn. So we see the quality of Prahlad here as how bold he was to speak the truth for the benefit of others, for the benefit of his fathers. And Prabhupada also says that, you know, he said, Prabhupada said, by the mercy of the Lord, just like Prahlad, we are also able to challenge all the scientists and the politicians. How Prabhupada was so bold in calling them fools and rascals. So, because we can't imitate, but Prabhupada had that boldness in preaching Krishna consciousness. So, of course, one may be bold, but one should also be cautious of, you know, not destroying one's relationship because this is the time of social media and all that. One should also be sensitive toward the mission. But boldness in presenting the truth. This is a great quality of Prahlad. The third quality of Prahlad is his being very courageous. So, of course, he exhibited boldness. He presented the truth, but because Hiranyakashipu was, he was a demon and very inimical toward Vishnu, naturally, Prahlad would face prosecutions. So, after exhibiting his boldness for the benefit of his father, Prahlad had to face so many prosecutions. He was thrown beneath the feet of the elephants. He was thrown amidst fearful snakes. He was casted, you know, many destructive spells. He was hurled from the cliff, very steep cliff. He was administered poison. He was starved. He was exposed to severe heat, fire, extreme cold. The soldiers of Hiranyakashipu tried to crush him beneath the heavy boulders. Just imagine what kind of persecutions Prahlad had to face. And he was courageous to face all these persecutions and by simply remembering Lord Vishnu. Not just that, not just he courageously faced all the persecutions by remembering Lord Vishnu. When they could not kill him, the teachers took him again back to school to teach him lessons. They said, we will change his mati, intelligence. Prahlad, amidst all the persecutions, Prahlad now started preaching. Right? So, as the opposition increased, Prahlad increased his preaching. Just imagine how much courage it would take to preach, you know, in the territory of the demons, where everything is just opposite. Everything is unfavorable. The principals have the strict vigilance. All the children are having demonic qualities. But amidst the, you know, all the persecutions, amidst such difficult circumstances and so on, Prahlad exhibited the courage to preach Krishna consciousness, which is very amazing. Because as soon as there is some opposition, you know, we are shaken up. We are shaken up. That, you know, is the Krishna consciousness working? We can't reconcile. But Prahlad was so courageous that he preached under those circumstances. And there is a very famous verse, he's telling all the demonic children that do not simply waste your time in playing. Don't think it's too early to start Krishna consciousness. Kaumara acharet pragyo dharman bhagavata miha durlabham manusham janma tadapyad dhruvam arthadam. So Prahlad is saying that a person who is very intelligent, he should practice Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of one's life, from the age of 5. Because this body, human body, is most rarely achieved. And though this is temporary, it is very meaningful. Adhruvam arthadam. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. So therefore he encouraged all the other children in the school to become Krishna conscious, and his preaching was very effective, Prahlad's preaching. So there is a very amazing statement of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where he exhibits similar courage to spread Krishna consciousness. So when he began preaching Krishna consciousness, there was opposition to his preaching. And then he spoke. He said, now that there is opposition to the preaching of our absolute truth, what could be more auspicious than this? I was surprised when I read. What could be more opposition, what could be more auspicious that there is opposition to our preaching? We pray, let there be 100 times greater opposition in the following year. And we may have 1,000 times greater enthusiasm and courage to overcome that opposition. So therefore, as in Kali Yuga, the time becomes difficult to preach, Mahaprabhu mercy will also multiply. And so as the, like sometimes we are very worried, where is the Kali Yuga going, preaching is becoming very difficult. But difficult things will become easy by Mahaprabhu's mercy. So Mahaprabhu mercy will also be increasing in proportion to the difficulties of Kali Yuga, in proportion to the challenges and the oppositions. And if we take shelter of that mercy and take the courage, we'll be effectively be able to preach under any circumstances. That's what Prahlad Maharaj has shown through his own example. So that's the great quality of Prahlad, having the courage to preach. Of course, again, the courage should also be accompanied by necessary caution. One should not foolishly do certain things without being cautious. It doesn't mean one doesn't take proper caution. So, the third quality of being courageous. The fourth quality of Prahlad is dedication to his spiritual master. Prahlad Maharaj tells Lord Narasimhadev that I cannot come to the spiritual world with you. And although you're ready to give me any benediction, you will take me along with you, but I cannot come to the spiritual world with you. Why? Because I cannot give up the service and the mission of my spiritual master. My first duty is to serve your servant. It's a relation with the Lord. My first duty is to serve your servant, who is Narad Muni, my spiritual master. So Prahlad Maharaj recited this beautiful verse, evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe kamabhikama manu yaha prapatan prasangat kritvatma satsu rishina bhagavan drahita soham katham nu visrajetav bhritya sevam. So my spiritual master, he has actually rescued me, he has saved me. Right? I was fallen, being devoured by the six anarthas. My spiritual master has saved me. He accepted me as his own, Kritvatma Sad, Surishina. Surishina is Devrishi, Narada. And he accepted me as his own. Soham katham nuvisraje, tava bhritya sevam. How can I be ungrateful and give up service to your dear devotee, tava bhritya sevam? Therefore, my first duty is to serve my spiritual master, and I cannot come with you. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj, there is another beautiful verse by Prahlad Maharaj where he says, Prayena deva munaya so vimukti kama maunam charanti vijanena pararta nishta naitan vihaya kripanam so vimuksha eko nanyatta dastu sharanam brahmato nupasse. So Prahlad Maharaj says that Prayena deva munaya so vimukti kama, most spiritualists in this world, they want their own salvation. Maunam charanti vijane, they take a vow of silence. Na pararth nishtha, they do not have nishtha, they do not have the desire and the determination to help others and preach the faith. So, but he says, naitan vihaya kripanan, I cannot give up all the living entities who are suffering in this world. And Prabhupada says, this is the decision of a Vaishnava. The very first line of the Prabhupada is, this is the decision of a Vaishnava. Naitan vihaya kripanan savimukshu eko. I do not want to be liberated alone, want to go back to Godhead. I will assist or I will carry out the mission of my spiritual master, Narada Muni, to give this message to connect all the living entities to your lotus feet. I do not see any other shelter. Nanyad tadasya sharanam brahmatun upashye. I do not see any other shelter other than your lotus feet for the wandering living entities. Therefore, I do not want to come back to Godhead. I will carry out this mission of my spiritual master. So that is his dedication to his spiritual master. And Vishwanath Thakur says, actually a disciple or the devotees should not worry whether he is going back to Godhead or not. One's worry should be whether I am carrying out the instruction of a spiritual master or not, or whether I am carrying the mission of a spiritual master or not. So therefore, Prahlad shows this great dedication to his spiritual master. The fifth quality of Prahlad is that he was everyone's well-wisher, or ever well-wisher, as Prabhupada used to also write, your ever well-wisher. The person who tried to kill him in so many ways, the person who hated him, Prahlad prayed even for the deliverance of that person. Who is that? His own father. Prahlad asked, when Lord Narasimhadev said, Prahlad, ask a boon, I want to give you. Okay? So Prahlad, one of the things Prahlad asked was, please deliver my father. Please deliver my father. So therefore, Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, we wish nothing less than highest good fortune even for our worst enemies. That is something very amazing. So, he was everyone's well-wisher, even a well-wisher of those who tormented him, who tried to kill him. Srila Haridas Thakur was another such great personality. When he was being whipped and almost beaten to death by the Muslim soldiers, Lord Chaitanya could not tolerate and appeared with his Darshan Chakra. But then Haridas Thakur prayed for their well-being. He prayed to the Lord that do not know, they are ignorant, my Lord, please forgive them. And Lord Chaitanya appeared there with his Darshan Chakra, but then Lord said, your power of forgiveness was much greater than my power to punish. So therefore, my Sudarshan Chakra could not act. And then Lord Chaitanya showed him, I covered your body with my own body and accepted all those beating on my own back. Haridas, look here. And Lord Chaitanya turned back and, you know, removed his shawl, and there were marks of all the whips and of the Yavana soldiers. So the Haridas Thakur, all the devotees started crying. And Lord Chaitanya again glorified. He said, Haridas, your qualities are like Prahlad. Prahlada saman tar gunera tarang yavan tadaneyo yar nahi kabhu bhang. So your qualities are like a Prahlad. When you were being tormented by the Yavanas, you were not even slightly agitated. So that is, I was quoting this pastime, and one person said, he said, this is most impractical. You know, if you do not, you know, arrange that those who are wrongdoers, they are punished, they will become even more miscreants. They will kill you. You say, I forgive, but they will kill you. Right? Those who torment you, if you do not do anything, then they will one day kill you. So this is most impractical what you are describing. And it seems to be like that. So, but here the point is, though we may externally deal with a person, you know, as is to be done, whatever needs to be done, we have to defend ourselves, no doubt. We may even, you know, try to persecute the person in the court, lodge a complaint or police complaint, whatever. But still, a devotee internally remains a well-wisher of all living entities. To give an example, Prabhupada, he fought with Mr. Nair, the greatest fight to establish Juhu temple. But Prabhupada, to the extent, Prabhupada even prayed. Prabhupada said, I pray to Lord Narasimhadev to kill Mr. Nair. Prabhupada said that. Right? Because he was tormenting the devotee so much. And Lord Narasimhadev killed him. But Prabhupada was still a well-wisher. When Mrs. Nair came, Prabhupada treated her like a daughter and gave so much affection. And he said, when she broke at some point of time, she continued the fight for some time, but then she broke. And Prabhupada said, no, you are like my daughter. You don't worry, I will take care of your maintenance. No? So she was saying, we have lost everything. We have no funds. Prabhupada said, I will give you a flat in Hare Krishna land. You stay with us. You perform devotional service. You are like my daughter. I will take care of you for the rest of your life. Right? Prabhupada was just like affectionate, like a father. So even though, Prabhupada dealt with Mr. Nair as is to be done, but he was ever well-wisher of all living entities, undoubtedly. So that is also the great quality of Prahlad. And the sixth quality of Prahlad is his faithful. How under all circumstances, Prahlad had complete faith in the Lord's mercy. While being persecuted in so many ways, Prahlad not even once prayed for his physical protection. It is quite amazing. Of course, one can pray for physical protection under difficult circumstances. It's not against devotional service. But Prahlad is his devotional service, as Prabhupada says, he's supreme devotee. He did not even once pray for his physical protection. So, though we may pray for physical protection, but we should also know that physically the body is going to be destroyed one day. Therefore, physical protection is not the real protection. Physical protection is not the real protection. Prahlad Maharaj had complete faith in Lord protection and he prayed to also the Lord. For what kind of protection? He prayed to the Lord that my Lord protect me against the worldly temptations, the allurements, the distractions. It's because, at any point of time we see a person is performing devotional service nicely. Somehow suddenly, kidhar to dimag ghum jata hai, mati bhramit ho jati hai, and a person just take a detour and take some wrong decision and become and go astray. And we are so fragile. Its path is so slippery. You never know when our intelligence, when the mind slips somewhere, intelligence slips somewhere. Durumme pathi, this path of devotional service, though it is very simple, but because of the worldly temptations, allurements, distractions, we are very weak in Kali Yuga and we may slip at any point of time. So Prahlad has prayed for this protection. My Lord, when Lord said, ask a boon, he said, I have a greed in my heart, being born in a demonic family. Please do not allure me like this. And so Prahlad prays for that. So Prahlad, the real protection is protection against the temptations, allurement, distractions. The protection of one's faith. So three kind of protection we should pray to the Lord for. First is protection against the worldly temptations, allurement and distractions. Second is we should pray to the Lord for the protection of our faith. That's the real protection, that may we never lose faith that Krishna is all merciful. Under all circumstances, the Lord is all merciful. Of course, we should take responsibility of our wrong decisions. We should not just say that we take some wrong decision and whatever comes is Krishna's mercy. We should take responsibility of our decisions. If we have committed wrong decision, we should rectify, take lessons. But nonetheless, Krishna is all merciful. Even though we have taken the wrong decision, whatever we are suffering is also His mercy. And if we are on the right path, we have not done anything wrong, still difficulties come, that is also Krishna's mercy. So therefore, we may have faith that Krishna is always merciful to His devotees, under all circumstances. So that faith, the protection of that faith, the real protection. And the third kind of protection is protection of one's devotional service, protection of one's bhakti. So, though whatever Krishna already gives that protection by saying that swalpam vipasya dharmasya trayate mahadobhyat, Krishna protects the devotional service, whatever devotional service is performed is permanent. But then, if we commit offenses, in the path of devotional service, then our bhakti lata creeper may choke, remain choked up. So therefore we should pray to the Lord for the protection of bhakti, especially against the offenses. So this is actually the real protection we should seek, and Prahlad had complete protection, complete faith in the protection of the Lord, to the extent that he never prayed even once for the protection of his physical body. So these are the six beautiful transcendental qualities of Prahlad. A for absorption, B for boldness, absorption in Krishna consciousness, boldness in his stating the truth for the benefit of all, and courage in facing all difficult circumstances and still preaching, and D for dedication to his spiritual master, E being ever well-wisher of all living entities, and F having complete faith in the Lord's protection and mercy. So these six qualities of Prahlad, we pray to Prahlad that we may develop, and we also try to practice. And by practicing this quality and by praying for them, we can become better servants of the Lord, better servants of Srila Prabhupada. And then the Lord Narasimhadev will also appear, and he will destroy Hiranyakashipu, like the six anarthas of the heart. So by developing these six transcendental qualities, we can become free from the six anarthas of the heart by the mercy of Lord Narasimhadev. As His Holiness Haldar Swami Maharaj was saying, Lord Narasimhadev, he tore open the chest and he's saying, where are these anarthas residing in my servants? I will remove them all. So in this way, by practice of the six qualities, the six anarthas will be destroyed, and we'll be able to practice our Krishna consciousness. We'll be able to understand, as Prabhupada says in this purport, one must have transcendental qualities to understand the kingdom of the God and the God himself. So all this can be accomplished by the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj. Jai Shri Narasimhadev Bhagwan ki jai, Shri Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Shri La Prabhupada ki jai, Hitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. We are already ahead of time, few minutes. So if there is any question, I am here available personally. Thank you very much for your kind and patient hearing. Hare Krishna. मैं आपको प्राइवेटली बताऊंगा।